This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. In this message entitled, Where is God When I Need Him the Most?, Pastor Scott discusses what we should do and how we can best respond when we are going through a difficult time. This message was delivered on July 9th, 2017. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Well, good morning, New Hope. I hope you're having a good week. It was kind of a short week because of 4th of July. You guys still got your fingers from... It was kind of mellow, yeah? Not so. How many of you went to watch the fireworks up? I heard it was really good because they shot it from the bay, I guess. So I heard it was really nice. I was in my house just relaxing and kicking back because, you know, every moment I can, We like to rest when I can, and sometimes we're in seasons like, man, we got so much things to do. I know coming up, I think Friday, I got 2 funerals on Friday, a wedding on Saturday. It's like, whew, man, it's such a good feeling for me anyway to be able to serve others and just help them along in their funerals, in their difficult seasons. And then to bless them when they get married, I enjoy doing what I do, and I'm just so grateful that God allows me to do this. Man, as we grow up, and for me, sometimes as we grow up and we grow old and we go on through life, and I find my life right now, whether it's sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's wonderful, I find my life in a place where, man, I'm in love with my wife, I'm in love with my God, I'm proud of my children, I'm proud of this church, I'm proud of our softball team, our volleyball teams, our basketball teams, our worship team, and I'm loving life, even if sometimes it's hard. And even if times gets difficult, man, and we hear about, you know, we hear about things like North Korea shooting off missiles, and they say, well, if that happens, you know, we're not going to open up any shelters, just go find a concrete building. Like, okay, where am I going to find a concrete building in Paradise Park? Right. You only have 20 minutes. Well, it's going to take me 20 minutes to find one. So, I mean, realistically, if North Korea shoots off a missile at us, what are we going to do? Well, I told my wife, well, we're going to go out in the driveway and go, Majesty, come on, take me. I mean, realistically, what are we going to do? We just got to make sure we're safe. I mean, with all these tragedies and everything going on, man, you think like, wow, what do we do when we're faced with difficult situations and experience things? And one of the questions you might ask was like, why? Why does these things exist? Why does pain happen, and why does God let bad things happen to us? And I think my ear is not big enough for this thing. But why does bad things happen to good people? And as some of the biggest hurdles in our lives, and sometimes it can make it hard to experience a relationship with God. And that's the kind of things that, you know, it can like, really be a turning point that really rocks our faith in God. Because when we see, how come this, how come that? And wherever you may be at on your journey in trusting God, whatever you're wrestling with inside, man, I gotta say, this is a good place to be right now and right here. And that I gotta tell you this, that God is big enough to handle our problems. I wish I knew that when I was 17 and I had so much pain in my life at one point that I ran. And I didn't see God in it. I only saw the pain, so I ran. And it was just terrible, and it was just unbearable. Over the next few weeks, we're gonna explore that question on some tough, difficult questions. Some we're going to try and dig deep and answer some of these things. And I want to explore what it can really look like to encounter and have that relationship with God. And if you've seen the movie, how many of you seen the movie The Shack? How many of you didn't? Okay, it's a really good movie. We watched it Friday night. And so we're going to be using the clips from the movie, The Shack, to kind of help us on our journey. And we're going to use some of the movie, some of the clips, talk about it. We're going to try use it in such a way that we don't give you the whole story, because we really want you to see that movie, because it explains so much. It answers so many questions. And as we look at it, it takes us on a dad's journey, a father's journey, of a spiritual journey. And after he suffers tragedy, he ends up being so deeply depressed. And I've been there. And it causes him to question his beliefs. And facing this crisis, he one day he receives this note in his mailbox telling him to go back to this abandoned shack deep in the wilderness where this event took place. And even through his doubts, he decides to go. I think for him, he was at a dead end, and that's all he knew, so he decided, well, what else can I do? So I might as well go check it out. And so he encounters this mysterious trio led by a woman named Papa. And if we're going to try and explain the best, but you just got to watch the movie. It'll be best for you. But through this meeting, he finds some really, really good truths that transformed his life, transformed his understanding of God and the tragedy that happened. It kind of opened his eyes. And it kind of opened my eyes too. And if you watch it, I think you'll see things from a different perspective. So we're going to start by watching the official movie trailer that they would have played in theater. So let's take a look at this. If you haven't seen it, and if you want to see it, I believe it is in Redbox now. It's good to watch it in the comforts of your own home, because if you have a heart, you will cry. And we were here Friday night, and I mean, the dust got in our eyes, man. It was the dust. It wasn't the movie. For us men, it was the dust that got in our eyes. It's an excuse we use, but... the movie is a representation of a deeply personal story that explores how we deal with pain, how we find healing, and what it might be like to encounter God, man, in our face to face in our everyday life. It helps give us a voice of our difficult questions and points us toward a path for healing. And I think you'll find that The Shack points us toward biblical principles that apply to every single one of us. Whether we have endured tragedy or just the common pain of everyday life. And as we start to dive in, today's movie clip that we're going to watch takes us to an early conversation between Mac and Papa at The Shack. And without telling you the whole story, as they knead bread together, things get deep. So let's watch this first clip.
If you want, you say you want.
How many of you ever asked that question? Where were you when I needed you? You ever asked that question to God? Where were you when I needed you? Have you ever wondered, where is God in all this mess, in all this pain, in all of my suffering? I asked that question to God a few times. Of course, I didn't see him. And these are big questions. And for many people, this question can keep us from believing in God. How can a loving God allow such evil in the world? And for a lot of people, that's a very difficult question. And so, personal effect. Where were you when I needed you? Where is God in my pain? Maybe you struggled with these questions. Maybe you're facing them right now. Maybe we feel the weight of this broken world. I mean, as we live here, we face trouble. We face trial. The Bible says in this world you will have trouble. So what do we do with this question? How do we answer it? How do we find hope in the midst of our pain? How do we know God is good when everything around us feels like it's not? He isn't. You know, I cannot promise that we'll find the answer to all of these questions, but let me say, there is hope. There is good that overcomes evil. And I'd like for us to look at some starting points that can offer encouragement and hope. When Papa, if you've seen the movie, Papa is a representation of God. And we may not like, well, how come it's a woman? You know, it's like, if you look at that, then that's what you see. But if you listen to the voice, and if you watch the movie, then you understand why they put her in that role. But I like what was said, when all you see is your pain, you lose sight of me. When all you see is your pain, you lose sight of God. When all you see is your pain and your suffering, that's all you focused on. How many of you know that? I cut my finger the other day and blood was running down, and when I saw that, like, ow! But when I looked away, it was okay. When I was making cabinets earlier this year, I seen blood, and I was like, where's that coming from? I felt nothing. But when I seen where the blood was coming from, then I could feel, oh, ouch. Because that's all I was looking at. When all you see is your pain, we lose sight of God. And when I was 17 and I had pain in my life, that's all I looked at. I looked at my pain, I looked at my suffering, and I was like, where is God? I didn't see God because I wasn't looking for him. I was just looking at my pain and why this happened to me. So, but we got to do this. Remember, number one, remember God's promise. Remember God's promise. God promised us in Deuteronomy 31:6. Would you read that with me? Ready, go. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Would you underline that? He will not fail you or forsake you. He will not leave you. He will not fail you. Three times this promise is mentioned in the Bible. Twice in the Old Testament and once in the New. In the Old Testament, it comes when they were faced with a difficult problem or potential problems. And to the Hebrews, it served them as a reminder. And in the midst of our pain and doubt, we need to remember that God can handle our problems. He can handle our questions like, where are you? I need you. Where are you? It's like, Sometimes he doesn't feel like he's there. And when we're in the midst of our problems and we need God and we have questions for him, ask, tell him. I mean, even if you're mad, tell him and ask him. Don't hold back. God can handle it. Believe me, he knows your thoughts and he knows your heart. Look at David. You know, he was one of Israel's greatest leaders, and he gives some excellent examples. Look at Psalms 13, 1 and 2. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart all the day? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Like, oh, he must have been suffering. Psalms 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my deliverance are the words of my groaning. Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer. And by night, but I have no rest. I think he was like probably asking God, where are you? I need your help. Come on, my enemies are giving me lickings. Help me. No answer. David, I mean, he was probably angry. Maybe he was just venting, outbursts. I mean, God did not strike him down for asking these questions. It's like, how dare you ask me that question? I am the creator. I am God. Don't even question me. I mean, if we're honest and we're open, I mean, if you're honest, you're open, you're suffering, you're in pain, ask God, God, where are you? I need your help. You think he's going to be mad like, hey, how dare you ask me where I am? I'm here. Don't question me. This is how God described David much later in the Bible. After removing Saul, he made David the king, and God testified concerning him, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. I mean, surprisingly, especially given some of David's mistakes, because you know David made many in his life, his relationship with God was marked with honesty. And God saw David's tendency to tell it like it is as part of his search to know God. David was real with God. And, you know, he was gritty. And he was maybe an example of how we can reach out and connect with God through our pain and questioning. And when we do, we'll find out that in the movie, God was there. God was there with Mac when he has suffered the tragedy, just as well as God is here. He is right here. He is in the midst of the pain. And we sometimes get caught up in the why. Why? Sometimes we ask God, why am I suffering this pain? For me, I can tell you honestly, why I suffered pain in my life. I suffered pain in my life because of me. Because of my actions, because of my stupidity, because of my pride, because I didn't want to listen to God. I suffered pain because of me. Me, myself, and I. Of course, we'd like to blame our spouses, right? Like yesterday, we were watching a video and we were talking about blame, and we were in Genesis. You know Genesis, right? The first chapter, right? And God says, Adam, why did you eat of the fruit? And what did Adam say? Oh, because of the woman you gave me. blame. But I suffered pain in my life because of me. And if I didn't suffer pain in my life, I wouldn't be here. But of course, when you're suffering the pain in your life, you don't understand why you're suffering the pain in my life, and you say why. A quick note on the why. I mean, just because I think the pain, if you don't know, the pain kind of turned me to God. And if there wasn't the pain, then I wouldn't be here. And the Bible gives us a framework for answering and understanding some of these questions. Evil and suffering exist in the world because we, as humans, chose it that way. Going all the way back to Adam and Eve, the first couple chose to disobey God. And they ate of the fruit, which they shouldn't have. And the perfect world changed, and it's a fallen world. Well, doesn't God care? Yes, he does care. But it doesn't stop. And it's not going to stop until he restores of everything, all creation, when the day he comes back, found in Revelation 21:5. He has a bigger plan. In the meantime, he is working within us and through us to connect and heal within us and around us and through us. I mean, even in this broken world, we can find encouragement and asking the question, where can God help? Where is God? And the answer is, God is right here. He is right beside us. He is here within us. And God has promised to always, even in the midst of our pain and suffering. Hebrews 13:5 tells us that God said he will never leave you nor forsake you. God is with us through the pain. Jesus promises to be with us through whatever we face. In Matthew 28:20, surely, Jesus says, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Always. Always not meaning, oh, maybe because you're sleeping or what. He's always. He also said in John 14:16, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper that he may be with you forever. And forever is forever. Amen? Evil and suffering in the world breaks God's heart. But until the day that he makes everything new, he continues to stand by us and to carry us through, working for good, even out of the most horrible tragedies and pain. Does our pain go away? No. Sorry. If I said yes, I'd be lying. But no, our pain does not go away. But he can and does redeem our pain. He wants to carry us through our pain to new healing. And as Romans 8:28 says, and we know that God causes all things to work for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Now, two conditions. You got to love God and you called according to his purpose. When we are hurting, it can be so, so easy to focus our attention on our pain or struggle that we lose sight of God. It is so easy. It's like experiencing an eclipse. It kind of blocks our vision of God's goodness. And sometimes when we focus so much on our pain, and that's all we see, we don't see the good. And like years later, like for me, when I was 17 and my youth leader died, that's all I saw, and I was mad, and I ran. I didn't see no good out of that until like 20 years later down the road. And I still don't understand fully why God would take that one person that I cherish so much out of my life. I could not understand, and I still don't understand. But eventually over the years, the things that he taught me, I could focus on the God and the good things that came. And while we can and should acknowledge and deal with that pain, I mean, if we only continue to stare at the pain that's in front of us, that's all you're going to see. that is all you're going to see. We lose sight of God and the plan that He has. We need to turn our vision back to God through His Word. We need to refocus on His promises to shield our vision and bring deeper clarity and hope that that dark cloud of pain will pass and that He will carry us beyond this. In the movie, Mac, he ends up at the shack because he accepts that invitation, that mysterious invitation that showed up in his mailbox. He could never have guessed what he would find there, but he was compelled to go. The thing is, what journey is God inviting you on today? What step is He calling you to take to meet Him in whatever circumstance you're facing? How will you answer? I remember 9 years ago when God called me to take this journey of planting a church. It was probably more like 10 years ago, but the first years was doubt and disobedience. And that's the honest truth, because my faith was weak and I was so uncertain, unsure. It took me 2 years to finally say, okay, God, I think I go and go. And the story of how it started was another pastor in town had to get a heart attack so that I got to fill in at his church for 6 months. And Al was blessed because he came and did worship and was the beginning of how I got started. And if his tragedy, he's still alive, but his heart attack and God moving me to practice that got me started. And, you know, we got to keep our eyes on God. So what journey is God calling you to go on today? Because I tell you what, when you say yes and you're ready for that journey, it's an adventure. It's fulfilling. It's hard work, but it's great. How will you answer God? Will you say, yes, Lord? Yes, Lord, your servant is listening. Will you say, would you be a Jonah? Because if you are, I'm not taking you fishing with me. I will not take you, because I'm going to have to come home and tell your wife that a big fish swallowed him and we had no hooks on him, so we did not catch the fish. So will you be a Jonah? Would you be an Isaiah? Would you say, yes, Lord? Here's the thing we need to do is keep our eyes on Jesus. Always keep your eyes on Jesus. In the midst of your pain, in the midst of your suffering, in the midst of your tragedy, in everyday life, keep your eyes on Jesus. You lose focus of that, then man, life will be very difficult. Amen. So you can put away your notes. I would like to have the worship team come up. Next week, we're gonna explore the question of how does God see us? Because sometimes I look in the mirror and like, oh my, I look terrible. I mean, I always had an issue with the way I looked. I did. I was always too short. I was always too fat. Never had enough muscle. I can tell you, this is how my wife sees me. I wish you would dye your hair black. I wish you would dye your hair black. I told her, honey, if God wanted my hair to be black, He would have kept it black. And, I mean, even when I paint black stuff, somehow the paint doesn't get into my hair. I'm hoping. But so next week, if you want to figure out, how does God see me? You know, sometimes we may think our past might be like bad and God might see like, oh, look at you. But we're going to explore that question. But if you want to watch the movie, go rent it. If we come to the end of the series and we have enough people who want to watch the movie, we can show it again and we can cry. cry together. Amen. Right, let's stand and we're going to worship the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.